Load dish 9.7. Organelle DNAs. Although the vast majority of DNA in most eukaryotes is found in the nucleus, some DNA is present within the mitochondria of animals, plants, and fungi, and within the chloroplasts of plants. These organelles are the main cellular sites for ATP formation during oxidative phosphorylation in mitochondria and photosynthesis in chloroplast. Chapter 16. Many lines of evidence indicate that mitochondria and chloroplasts evolved from bacteria that were endocytosed into ancestral cells containing a eukaryotic nucleus, forming endosymbionts. Over evolutionary time, most of the bacterial genes encoding components of the present-day organelles were transferred to the nucleus. However, mitochondria and chloroplasts in today's eukaryotes retain circular DNAs encoding proteins essential for organellar function, as well as the ribosomal and transfer RNAs required for their translation. Thus, eukaryotic cells have multiple genetic systems, a predominant nuclear system, and secondary systems with their own DNA in the mitochondria and chloroplasts. Mitochondria contain multiple mtDNA molecules. Individual mitochondria are large enough to be seen under the light microscope, and even the mitochondrial DNA mtDNA can be detected by fluorescence microscopy. The mtDNA is located in the interior of the mitochondrion, the region known as the matrix. As judged by the number of yellow fluorescent dots of mtDNA, a Euglena gracilis cell contains at least 30 mtDNA molecules, figure 942. Since the dyes used to visualize nuclear and mitochondrial DNA do not affect cell growth or division, replication of mtDNA and division of the mitochondrial network can be followed in living cells using time-lapse microscopy. Such studies show that mtDNA replicates throughout interphase. At mitosis, each daughter cell receives approximately the same number of mitochondria, but since there is no mechanism for apportioning exactly equal numbers of mitochondria to the daughter cells, some cells contain more mtDNA than others. All the mitochondria in eukaryotic cells contain multiple mtDNA molecules. Thus, the total amount of mtDNA in a cell depends on the number of mitochondria, the size of the mtDNA, and the number of mtDNA molecules per mitochondrion. Genes in mtDNA exhibit cytoplasmic inheritance and encode RNAs, tRNAs, and some mitochondrial proteins. Studies of mutants in yeasts and other single-celled organisms first indicated that mitochondria exhibit cytoplasmic inheritance and thus must contain their own genetic system, figure 943. For instance, petite yeast mutants exhibit structurally abnormal mitochondria and are incapable of oxidative phosphorylation. As a result, petite cells grow more slowly than wild-type yeasts and form smaller colonies, hence the name petite. Genetic crosses between different haploid yeast strains show that the petite mutation does not segregate with any known nuclear gene or chromosome. In later studies, most petite mutants were found to contain deletions of mtDNA. Mitochondrial inheritance in yeast is biparental, during the fusion of haploid cells, both parents contribute equally to the cytoplasm of the diploid. In mammals and most other animals, however, the sperm contributes little, if any, cytoplasm to the zygote, and virtually all of the mitochondria in the embryo are derived from those in the egg, not the sperm. Studies in mice have shown that 99.99% of mtDNA is maternally inherited, but a small part, 0.01%, is inherited from the male parent. In higher plants, mtDNA is inherited exclusively in a uniparental fashion through the female parent egg, not the male pollen. The entire mitochondrial genome from a number of different organisms has now been cloned and sequenced, and mtDNAs from all these sources have been found to encode RNAs, tRNAs, and essential mitochondrial proteins. All proteins encoded by mtDNA are synthesized on mitochondrial ribosomes. All mitochondrially synthesized polypeptides identified thus far, with one possible exception, are not complete enzymes but subunits of multimeric complexes used in electron transport or ATP synthesis. Most proteins localized in mitochondria, such as the mitochondrial RNA and DNA polymerases, are synthesized on cytoplasmic ribosomes and are imported into the organelle by processes discussed in Chapter 17. The size and coding capacity of mtDNA vary considerably in different organisms. Surprisingly, the size of the mtDNA, the number and nature of the proteins it encodes, and even the mitochondrial genetic code itself vary greatly among different organisms. Human mtDNA, a circular molecule that has been completely sequenced, is among the smallest known mtDNAs, containing 16,569 base pairs, figure 944. It encodes the two RNAs found in mitochondrial ribosomes and the 22 dRNAs used to translate mitochondrial mRNAs. Human mtDNA has 13 sequences that begin with an ATG methionine codon, end with a stop codon, and are long enough to encode a polypeptide of more than 50 amino acids. All of the possible proteins encoded by these open reading frames have been identified. Mammalian mtDNA, in contrast to nuclear DNA, lacks introns and contains no long non-coding sequences. Invertebrate mtDNA is about the same size as human mtDNA, but yeast mtDNA is almost five times as large, 78,000 BP. The mtDNAs from yeast and other lower eukaryotes encode many of the same gene products as mammalian mtDNA, as well as others whose genes are found in the nuclei of mammalian cells. In contrast to other eukaryotes, which contain a single type of mtDNA, plants contain several types of mtDNA that appear to recombine with each other. Plant mtDNAs are much larger and more variable in size than the mtDNAs of other organisms. Even in a single family of plants, mtDNAs can vary as much as eightfold in size. Watermelon 330,000 BP, muskmelon 2,500,000 BP. Unlike animal, yeast, and fungal mtDNAs, plant mtDNAs contain genes encoding a 5' mitochondrial rRNA, which is present only in the mitochondrial ribosomes of plants, and is a subunit of the F1 ATPase. The mitochondrial rRNAs of plants are also considerably larger than those of other eukaryotes. The recent sequencing of one of the smallest plant mtDNAs has revealed that long, non-coding regions and duplicated sequences are largely responsible for the greater lengths of plant mtDNAs. Differences in the size and coding capacity of mtDNA from various organisms most likely reflect the movement of DNA between mitochondria and the nucleus during evolution. Direct evidence for this movement comes from the observation that several proteins encoded by mtDNA in some species are encoded by nuclear DNA in others. It thus appears that entire genes moved from the mitochondria to the nucleus, or vice versa, during evolution. The most striking example of this phenomenon involves the gene COX-I, which encodes subunit 2 of cytochrome C oxidase. This gene is found in mtDNA in all organisms studied except for one species of legume, the MUNG bean. In this organism only, the COX-I gene is nuclear. Many RNA transcripts of plant mitochondrial genes are edited, mainly by the enzyme catalyzed conversion of selected C residues to U, and occasionally U to C. RNA editing is discussed in Chapter 11. The nuclear COX-I gene of MUNG bean corresponds more closely to the edited COX-I RNA transcripts than to the mitochondrial COX-I genes found in other legumes. These facts are strong evidence that the COX-I gene moved from mitochondria to the nucleus during MUNG bean evolution by a process that involved an RNA intermediate. Presumably, this movement involved a reverse transcription mechanism similar to that by which processed pseudogenes are generated in the nuclear genome from nuclear-encoded mRNAs. Products of mitochondrial genes are not exported. As far as is known, all RNA transcripts of mtDNA and their translation products remain in the mitochondrion, and all mtDNA-encoded proteins are synthesized on mitochondrial ribosomes. Mitochondria encode the rRNAs that form mitochondrial ribosomes, although all but one or two of the ribosomal proteins, depending on the species, are imported from the cytosol. In most eukaryotes, all of the tRNAs used for protein synthesis in mitochondria are encoded by mtDNAs. however, and wheat, in the parasitic protozoan tribe Anisoma brucei, the cause of African sleeping sickness, and in ciliated protozoa, a mitochondrial tRNAs are encoded by the nuclear DNA and imported into the mitochondrion. Reflecting the bacterial ancestry of mitochondria, mitochondrial ribosomes resemble bacterial ribosomes and differ from cytoplasmic ribosomes in their RNA and protein compositions, their size, and their sensitivity to certain antibiotics. See Figure 432. For instance, chloramphenicol blocks protein synthesis by bacterial and most mitochondrial ribosomes, but not by cytoplasmic ribosomes. Conversely, cyclohexamide inhibits protein synthesis by eukaryotic cytoplasmic ribosomes, but does not affect protein synthesis by mitochondrial ribosomes or bacterial ribosomes. In cultured mammalian cells, the only protein synthesized in the presence of cyclohexamide are encoded by mtDNA and produced by mitochondrial ribosomes. Mitochondrial genetic codes differ from the standard nuclear code. The genetic code used in animal and fungal mitochondria is different from the standard code used in all prokaryotic and eukaryotic nuclear genes. Remarkably, the code even differs in mitochondria from different species. Table 9.4. Why and how this phenomenon happened during evolution is mysterious. UGA, for example, is normally a stop codon, but is read as tryptophan by human and fungal mitochondrial translation systems. However, in plant mitochondria, UGA is still a stop codon. AGA and AGG, the standard nuclear codons for arginine, also code for arginine in fungal and plant mtDNA, but they are stop codons in mammalian mtDNA and serine codons in Drosophila mtDNA. As shown in Table 9.4, plant mitochondria appear to utilize the standard genetic code. However, comparisons of the amino acid sequences of plant mitochondrial proteins with the nucleotide sequences of plant mtDNAs suggested that CGG could code for either arginine, the standard amino acid, or tryptophan. This apparent non-specificity of the plant mitochondrial code is explained by editing of mitochondrial RNA transcripts, which can convert cytosine residues to uracil residues. If a CGG sequence is edited to UGG, the codon specifies tryptophan, the standard amino acid for UGG, whereas unedited CGG codons encode the standard arginine. Thus, the translation system in plant mitochondria does utilize the standard genetic code. Mutations in mitochondrial DNA cause several genetic diseases in man. The severity of disease caused by a mutation in mtDNA depends on the nature of the mutation and on the proportion of mutant and wild-type DNAs present in a particular cell type. Generally, when mutations in mtDNA are found, cells contain mixtures of wild-type and mutant mtDNAs, a condition known as heteroplasmy. Each time a mammalian somatic or germline cell divides, the mutant and wild-type mtDNAs will segregate randomly into the daughter cells, as occurs in yeast cells. See Figure 943. Thus, the mtDNA genotype fluctuates from one generation and from one cell division to the next, and can drift toward predominantly wild-type or predominantly mutant mtDNAs. Since all enzymes for the replication and growth of mitochondria, such as DNA and RNA polymerases, are imported from the cytosol, a mutant mtDNA should not be at a replication disadvantage. Mutants that involve large deletions of mtDNA might even be at a selective advantage in replication. All cells have mitochondria, yet mutations in mtDNA only affect some tissues. Those most usually affected are tissues that have a high requirement for ATP produced by oxidative phosphorylation, and tissues that require most or all of the mtDNA in the cell to synthesize functional mitochondrial proteins. Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy, degeneration of the optic nerve accompanied by increasing blindness, for instance, is caused by a missense mutation in the mtDNA gene encoding subunit 4 of the NADH cock reductase. Any of several large deletions in mtDNA cause another set of diseases, including chronic progressive external ophthalmoplegia and Kearns-Sayre syndrome, which are characterized by eye defects. and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, also by abnormal heartbeat and central nervous system degeneration. A third condition, causing ragged muscle fibers with improperly assembled mitochondria and associated uncontrolled jerky movements, is due to a single mutation in the TYCG loop of the mitochondrial lysine tRNA. As a result of this mutation, the translation of several mitochondrial proteins apparently is blocked. Chloroplasts contain large circular DNAs encoding more than 100 proteins. As we discuss in Chapter 16, the structure of chloroplasts is similar in many respects to that of mitochondria. Like mitochondria, chloroplasts contain multiple copies of the organelle or DNA and ribosomes, which synthesize some chloroplast-encoded proteins using the standard genetic code. Other chloroplast proteins are fabricated on cytosolic ribosomes and are incorporated into the organelle after translation. Chloroplast DNAs are circular molecules of 120,000-160,000 BP, depending on the species. The complete sequences of several chloroplast DNAs have been determined, including those from liverwort 121,024 BP and tobacco 155,844 BP. The liverwort chloroplast genome has two inverted repeats, each consisting of 10,058 BP, that contain the RNA genes and a few other duplicated genes. Despite the difference in size, the overall organization and gene composition of the liverwort and tobacco DNAs are very similar. The size differential is due primarily to the lengths of the inverted repeat, in which some genes are duplicated. Of the 120 genes in chloroplast DNA, about 60 are involved in RNA transcription and translation, including genes for rRNAs, tRNAs, RNA polymerase subunits, and ribosomal proteins. About 20 genes encode subunits of the chloroplast photosynthetic electron transport complexes and the F0F1 apoC complex. Also encoded in the chloroplast genome is the larger of the two subunits of ribulose 1,5-bisphosphate carboxylase, which is involved in the fixation of carbon dioxide during photosynthesis. Reflecting the endosymbiotic origin of chloroplasts, some regions of chloroplast DNA are strikingly similar to those of the DNA of present-day bacteria. For instance, chloroplast DNA encodes four subunits of RNA polymerase that are highly homologous to the subunits of E. coli RNA polymerase. One segment of chloroplast DNA encodes eight proteins that are homologous to E. coli ribosomal proteins. The order of these genes is the same in the two DNAs. Liverwort chloroplast DNA has some genes that are not detected in the larger tobacco chloroplast DNA, and vice versa. Since the two types of chloroplasts contain virtually the same set of proteins, these data suggest that some genes are present in the chloroplast DNA of one species and in the nuclear DNA of the other, indicating that some exchange of genes between chloroplast and nucleus has occurred during evolution. Summary. Mitochondria and chloroplasts are believed to have evolved from bacteria. THA formed a symbiotic relationship with ancestral cells containing a eukaryotic nucleus. Most of the genes originally within these organelles have been transferred to the nuclear genome over evolutionary time, leaving different genes in the organelle DNAs of different organisms. Mammalian mtDNAs are only 16 kilobytes in length, they contain no introns, and very little non-coding DNA. Yeast and plant mtDNAs are much longer. All mtDNAs encode rRNAs, tRNAs, and some of the proteins involved in mitochondrial electron transport and ATP synthesis. Most mtDNA is inherited from egg cells rather than sperm, and mutations in mtDNA result in a maternal cytoplasmic pattern of inheritance. Mitochondrial ribosomes resemble bacterial ribosomes in their structure, sensitivity to chloramphenicol, and resistance to cyclohexamide. The genetic code of animal and fungal mtDNAs differs from that of bacteria and the nuclear genome, in that several codons encode alternative amino acids or stop signals. The mitochondrial code differs between different animals and fungi. plant mitochondria appear to use the standard nuclear and bacterial genetic code. Mutations in mtDNA can cause human neuromuscular disorders, probably because of the high demand for ATP in these tissues. Patients generally have a mixture of wild-type and mutant mtDNA in their cells' heteroplasmy. The severity of the phenotype is greater the higher the fraction of mutant mtDNA. Chloroplast DNA is circular and contains 120-160 kilobytes, depending on the plant species. It encodes 120 proteins and uses the standard genetic code.